The tennis years started when I was under 10. My dad was a goodish tennis player, very keen that my brother Bert, who was a better tennis player than me, he's 10 years older than me. And anyway, the three of us played quite a lot of tennis in those days. And then when we moved into Broadwater Road, we all joined Broadwater Tennis Club, which was just a single asphalt court, completely enclosed by houses and trees. And I played a lot there. And when I went to the grammar school, I played at the grammar school. Funny enough, they encouraged boys to play tennis there, but not hockey. Anyway, so I played a lot of tennis there.
Yes.
And then I felt more comfortable about playing in the club, so I joined Parkway Tennis Club, which was actually in Parkway alongside the Canossian Convent. Mm. The convent's still there, but the courts disappeared. I think they must have built on those. Mm. Those were happy years at tennis, and they had one, two, three sort of ash-type courts. The Parkway Tennis Club was really quite well known in the county. They had some good players, and they played a lot of top-class clubs in the local area. I don't remember, I wasn't involved in the organisation in any shape or form, but somehow or other, the convent decided that they needed to expand, and they made an offer to buy the tennis club because they wanted to extend on to that. So eventually the net result was we did sell to them, and they then offered us the site in Turmoor Dale, which was owned by, well, Nabisco, I think it was called in those days, a national biscuit company with shredded wheat.
Yes.
Yeah. And there were three courts there. No, only two were started. Mm. So we moved to there, and then eventually, because with more members, etc., we needed another, so we built a third court. And I played there up until the time when the commission for the new town, I never quite understood the machinations behind all that happened at the time, but it was sold to a developer. The commission for the new towns are based in London, in Victoria Street. I was working in London at the time, and the club asked me to pop in and see them at the commission to see what was going on. And the only story we could get was that government has told us to sell off all our assets, capitalise on our assets as soon as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't done in a devious fashion, but they somehow managed to foreclose on the lease. The developer bought the land, and they've now built four or five executive premises on it. And we were offered as a sort of a sop, oh, you can go and join Goslin, they'll take you, they've got a tennis section there, which they have, you can join them, you can merge. So we thought, well, that doesn't sound all that bad, so we moved over there anyway. And Parkway, when it was in its heyday, based in just off Turmoor Dale, I thought it was an excellent venue. We looked out across Hanside playing fields and to the rugby club on one side, and there was houses either in Hanside Lane or Turmoor Dale round the other side. So it was a lovely little spot, really. We had some good times there, and a lot of hockey players played at Parkway as well. So there was a lot of sort of mingling, you know, between the two clubs, and it all worked out rather well. We played, we played league. We were never... We got into what was it called? The first league. I forget what it was called, but it was certainly the top-notch clubs in the county all played there, and we had a purple patch when we had some very good players, a couple of ex-university types, and one chap who was actually based at Hatfield Police Station, was a policeman by profession, and he was a superb tennis player. And we were actually, you know, fortunate enough to play in the top league for, I think, 2 or 3 years. But eventually, you know, the inevitable happens. People, you know, players move on for various reasons, and you can't replace them at that level. So we faded down. I think we finished up oscillating between leagues 2 and 3. Yes, my dad was not a conventional player, but he was a player who could manage, no matter where you hit the ball, he always seemed to be there. My brother, who was, I said, 10 years older than me, was really a footballer. He played for Petrie Boys Club, pre-war days. I don't think he played much after the war, but he was an excellent player. And he also played table tennis for Wellingarnsey Table Tennis Club, which was based in Petrie Lane, at the Petrie Boys Club, actually.
Yes.
He played a good game of table tennis, but I think he was better at tennis than table tennis. Mm. Oh, we had a couple of ladies playing at Parkway, Irene Brooks, who's still alive, but she's now Mrs. Fulton. Well, she was a widow, unfortunately, but Lavinia would know her.
Yes.
Irene Fulton was a lady county player, and she often played mixed doubles with my brother. That's how she's come into the picture. Mm. And they would regularly win the Garden City competitions. Mm. And the other lady, it was Evelyn Bradley, who unfortunately has passed on. So she was another county player, both at tennis and at hockey.